Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
Welcome into SC Wild. We've got Major Billy Downer with us. And Major Downer, a lot of ground to cover tonight. Dove and deer season, deer tags, a review on CWD. So a lot of things that everybody's, you know, this time of year it's the same every year, but the dates could change a little bit.
That's right. It's hard to believe. It's August 7th and we're 8 days away from yet another deer season. August 15th right here in Richland County, the season opens up. Going into, you know, game zone four, game zone three, it's kind of hard to believe it when it's 100 degrees outside that we're fixing to start hunting deer. But yeah, I say it every time. I said it last segment, I mean, last time we talked. But my first sergeant used to say a long time ago, Paul Blackwell in Clarendon County quoted him. He'd say, you know, January 1st at the end, he'd say, you know what, boys, 6 more months to be right back around. And here we are. It's August and deer season beginning. Fixing again. A lot of folks out there working on deer stands, cleaning wasp nests out and the like, getting things ready, open shooting lanes. So just want to review some of the deer season changes that we talked about the last show. And I hate to repeat myself, but I want to do it because to make sure people understand, because we continue to get questions about deer tags. So deer tags changed a lot this year. Not in cost, but as far as the number you get and what each tag's for. So this year, remember, if you've got a big game permit and a hunting license and you already had that as of like July 15th, you automatically got probably mailed a set of deer tags in the mail. If you haven't received your deer tags in the mail, you need to check your license and make sure that you have a current big game permit and an active state hunting license. Unless you have a lifetime license, that's another reason you may not have gotten your tags. So folks who are lifetime license holders, gratis license holders, they're going to need to go to one of the 5 DNR offices to get their tags printed, or they can call or email to get tags sent to them. They have to ask for them if you're a lifetime license holder or if you have a gratis license. So again, August 15th, deer season opens for a good portion of the state. Here's the change to the tags. Your base set of tags this year will consist of 3 unrestricted antler buck tags and 2 antlerless deer tags. So 3 unrestricted antler buck tags and 2 antlerless, or what we used to call just doe tags. So the doe tags you get, 2 antlerless doe tags, they can be used any day beginning September 15th in game zones 2, 3, or 4, and beginning October 1st in game zone 1. So on the 15th of August, the only tags that are available to you to use is the 3 unrestricted antler buck tags. So buck tags only until September 15th when you can begin to take those 2 antler deer tags. So last year you got 3 antler buck tags and then you got like 7 date-specific doe tags. And those were only good for certain dates. This year, that's not how it works. You're getting 2 doe tags that are good any day from September the 15th to January 1st in game zones 2, 3, and 4, and then October 1st in game zone 1. Again, your season limits for your game zone are in place, so it's not going to work in game zone 1. You can't take all the does you may want. You still have a season limit there. Then game zones 3 and 4 for sure. Again, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but you got 2 antlered buck, antlerless deer tags and 3 unrestricted antlered buck tags. So 5 tags come with that free set of tags. In addition, you can purchase 2 additional buck tags that are antler restricted for $5 each. The restriction on those buck tags that you purchase, the 2 extra, to get you to a total of $5 you could take. That restriction is 4 points on 1 antler or a minimum of a 12-inch inside spread. No particular order in which the antler buck tags can be used. Okay, as in the past, you can go, residents can purchase up to 4 additional individual antlerless tags or doe tags for $5 each. So in addition to the 5 you get, you can purchase 2 more buck tags at $5 each that are antler restricted, which means you have to have at least four on one side or a minimum 12-inch spread. That's for those two. And then four more doe tags that can be used any day after September 15th. And if you buy those four, here's where it gets confusing. You're going to get two bonus doe tags. So if you buy four tags, you get two more for a total of six. So now the total deer take possible in your game zone, if it's allowed by your season limits, would be $5 and eight does for a total of 13 deer. Now, I don't know many people that need to take 13 deer that can eat that many deer, but there's a lot of people that like to hunt. They want the opportunity, and there it is. So that's deer tags in a nutshell. Again, in game zone four, if you get those tags, those four tags, you're going to get two free bonus tags. They're valid on private game land only, private land in game zones three and four to help. And that's because those two bonus tags are there because there was a lot of outcry from the agricultural community on deer damage to crops. And so the legislature was concerned about that, and they put that two bonus tag in there. And that's only for game zones three and four.
Well, now's a good time. If you've got questions about deer season, 888-898-2525. Major Billy Downer with us here on SC Wild as we're getting geared back up for deer season and dove season, which we'll hit in a minute. But Major Downer, maybe you want to hit this very quickly because, you know, you're throwing out the terminology. For those hunters that might be new to this state or young hunters, those game zones, where can they find what game zone they're in or what land they want to get to obey those restrictions?
That's a good question. Game zones can be found in our rules and regulations. The rules and regulations are a little behind coming out, but you can go online to dnr.sc.gov, dnr.sc.gov. Click on the top tab, says regulations, and the regulations will come up. You can download a PDF format. I like to do that. You can look in, load it down to your phone, put it in your iBooks on your iPhone, or what have you, and you can pull it up and thumb through those pages and find the game zones. The game zones are listed in there. It gives you what counties are in what game zone. Again, dnr.sc.gov, found within the rules and regulations.
And some people might live, and I know that game one, zone one is one of those restrictions there. It's not until October 1st that you can use your two antlerless deer tags. So if you kind of live on that Greenville-Spartanburg line or in Woodruff or Greer, that might be something you want to consult before you go out.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. You want to check on those things because, and when you look at the rules and regs, it's going to be found in the deer rules and regulations. And it'll clearly tell you where those game zones are. So game zone one, that's a good point. The breaking point is kind of that mountain line in Oconee, Pickens, Greenville County. That's where it's at. You've got, you know, game zone two basically falls down that fall line all the way through Edgefield, Saluda, Newberry, Fairfield, Lancaster. Game zone three, Aiken, Lexington, Richland, the upper side all the way to the coast. Game zone four, you kind of got that Georgetown, Williamsburg, Clarendon, Sumter, Kershaw, and then up to the northeast all the way to the coast and the North Carolina line there for game zone four. Zone three and four are where we have the agricultural damage, a lot of complaints from farmers, and that's why there's the two bonus tags for that area.
That's very interesting. All right, 888-898-2525. Major Billy Downer with us here on SC Wild. And Major Downer, You continue to get questions on. We want to make sure we're right about this. CWD, it's something we talked about last time, and we don't want it.
That's correct. Chronic wasting disease is a disease that hits deer that is always fatal. It mimics a lot of what we call your HD, which is and we've seen that. That's naturally in the herd here already. The brain lesion, another one we see sometimes when deer start acting funny, where they are basically stumbling. They may be drooling some. You'll find them around water stumbling a lot of times. They can hardly stand up. They don't know where. They're very not cognizant kind of their surroundings. You can walk up to them. So this is something we've seen in deer over the last several years with HD and what we call HD and then the brain lesion. But this is new, CWD. It's not new to the nation. It's new, a really new concern in our state. That we're trying to work with our hunting population to understand. It's in Tennessee, it's in Mississippi, so it's in the southeastern states. When you get it, it's bad. You've got to start removing deer, and it's a very bad disease. It transmits through saliva, through blood, urine. It's highly transmittable, and it doesn't go away quickly. They, in the testing facilities, they're removing deer. They've tested positive CWD. They clean everything. They Clorox everything. They put new deer in there, and the deer gets CWD again. It just stays in the environment a long time. So where people are seeing this is on your deer tags, on your envelope. If you got your deer tags mailed to you in the envelope, you probably saw this on the back. It said, keep SCCWD free. Basically says this, to take effect in 2019-20 deer season, is illegal to possess or use for the purpose of hunting or scouting any wild animal in South Carolina, any substance or material that contains or purports to contain any excretion collected from a cervid, which is a deer, including urine, feces, blood, gland oil, or other bodily fluid. We're talking about dopey, typically called dopey. You buy off the shelf, different brands out there, Tink 69, Code Blue, Wildlife Research, other brands are out there. But these are, if it contains real doe urine from these places that have captive deer herds, you cannot use that in the state this year. Now, from the officer standpoint, we are using this entire season as an educational opportunity to help with the transition. Because this law came out, the department did not do a good job getting the word out. So we're trying to do what we can to enforce this year. From the standpoint, we're going to use it as an educational opportunity to get people to transition to this new rule. The point is, CWD can be transmitted through doe urine, and we don't want it to come into our state through a dopey bottle. That would be terrible. So that was something that our biologist decided we were going to close that out. We're going to prevent that from coming in that way. And so that's why that rule is in place. It does not prohibit the use of synthetic products. So Code Blue, Wildlife Research, Tank 69, and others have synthetic dopey that can be used because of these rules that are coming out. We're one of 15 other states doing this same exclusion.
Yeah.
States are trying to prevent CWD from coming in here. So, again, you can also use urine from a deer collected within the state. People do that. Or as folks that shoot bucks, a lot of times will cut the tarsal gland off to use as a scent control. You can use that as well. But that's just, again, it's new for us in South Carolina. We'll have to get used to this season. We're going to give time for people to kind of transition into this. But you can't use the dopey products off the shelf this year and from now on.
And because the consequences are so dire for everybody.
Correct. Again, if a deer gets test positive CWD, 5-mile radius, you got to start testing deer. As you keep finding more CWD positive, you got to keep moving that circle out. And these deer, a lot of times, in many cases, you're going to start killing deer. And other states have had to go in some cases, Wisconsin, 2002, first major case they saw on this side, they had to kill every deer in the county. It was terrible and had to start releasing deer. And it's still there. They can't get rid of it. We don't want it. It's been in the herd and captive herd since the 60s, but we don't want it here. So we're trying everything we can to keep our herd CWD free. Again, I love eating deer meat. CWD has not been proven to transmit to humans. However, in good conscience, why would you want to eat a deer that has CWD?
You don't want it.
That's right.
Major Downer, I would ask, and we'll take our break here in just a moment. The number 888-898-2525 will cover dove season in our final segment, but maybe you can answer this quickly. I'm also curious. I know you're obviously communicating that with all the hunters out there and outdoorsmen. What about the outfitters? Are they aware of it, you know, the products they're carrying?
The word has gotten out. The local vendors, your local mom-and-pop stores, your hardware stores, your hunting stores are getting the word. And it's, like I said, Certainly, we could have done a better job getting the word out, but we're doing what we can now to help people learn and transition. It's not illegal for these places to sell it. They've got it on their shelves. You can't tell them they can't sell it, but we're trying to transition this year to start removing this from our normal practice of deer hunting, to remove that doe urine, because it's just a bad point of entrance for CWD. So this year's the first year of it. In years to come, it's not going to change. We're going to keep doe urine off the shelf and being able to be used.
If you like our natural resources here in South Carolina, it's bad business long term.
Absolutely.
To have CWD for everybody. All right, we'll cover dove season.
Dove season will come back. One.
Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
And we have got Major Downer with us. Deer season in our last segment. We'll get back to that, but Major Downer, dove season also upon us.
Dove season is upon us. A lot of folks have got dove fields prepared, getting ready for the opening day of dove season. Dove season this year opens on Monday, September 2nd. About messed that up. It's going to be Labor Day. Monday, September 2nd is when our season opens up. So a lot of folks are drying fields down now, making sure they got the fields prepped. They're doing some bush hogging and things to get the season ready. Dove hunting remains one of our state's most popular hunting seasons as many families head to the field across the state in pursuit of the mourning dove. The rules to remember for this year, the limit is it's 15 for this year. What's required to hunt doves? State hunting license required, as well as that free HIP permit, the Harvest Information Program. Remember, if you got a lifetime license, you're still required to go to your local hardware store, your licensed vendor, and get a free HIP permit. Doesn't cost you anything. Your gun must be properly plugged. We are talking about migratory birds. So migratory bird laws come into effect here. So your gun must be properly plugged and capable of holding more than 3 shells. That's for a pump, a semi-automatic. Shooting times are 1/2 hour before sunrise until sunset for the majority of this season, except for the first this year, September 2nd to 7th. So there's a change. The season opens September 2nd through the 7th. It's afternoons only. Last 10 years, it's been the first 3 days. This year, it's the 2nd through the 7th. That's going to cover Monday through Saturday. It'll be afternoons only, so you can't start till 12 o'clock. Again, that's because the majority of our doves are killed in those first couple of days of the season. In fact, as much as 80% of our doves that are shot throughout the whole season are shot the first couple of days of the season. So that's meant to protect the doves, prevent people from double dipping, shooting the morning and the afternoon. So the 2nd through the 7th, afternoons only, then the season will continue from the 8th through October 12th. Second season begins November 16th through 30th. That's traditionally called the Thanksgiving season for doves. And the third season is December 28th through January 30th. Another change from the last 10 years. It's been December 15th through January 15th. This year, the third season does not come in until December 28th and then goes out January 30th, so you can hunt through the end of January. So those are our seasons. Again, first season begins September 2nd. That's Monday. It's going to go through the 7th for afternoon hunting only. So that's our dove season for this year. I'm excited. My family's excited. We get into that. We enjoy dove hunting. A lot of families like to go afield for dove hunting in the state. If you don't have a private field that you can go to, there are 42 public fields across the state that DNR plants, as well as 7 adult youth fields. Look for the list of fields at the DNR website again at dnr.sc.gov. You can look in the rules and regulations again, download those to your phone, and it'll tell you where the fields are and what days they're available to be hunted. Top 5 dove fields in the state for opening day: Canal Dove Field in Berkeley County, Santee Dam, Clarendon County, Gaffney Board of Public Works Field in Cherokee County, the Wilkes Chapel Dove Field in Sandhill State Forest in Chesterfield County, and PD Station in Florence County. Those have traditionally been some of the top fields for public dove fields in the state.
There you go. Good stuff this week. And we've got no CWD. No CWD. Go to dnr.sc.gov for all the information, including the list of those public fields and those game zones. Thanks again.
Yes, sir. Remember, deer tags available over the counter at DNR offices only, not at licensed retailers. So you can go to the DNR offices at Clemson, Florence, York, Charleston, and Columbia at the State Farmers Market to pick up your deer tags.